Did you know that the 4th of July is on a Thursday this year? That's going to be a full weekend of fun out on the deck, 4 days. But if your deck isn't what it used to be and you aren't using it for great family gatherings, you need to call my friends at All Weather Decks. All Weather Decks is a 24-time winner of the Angie Super Service Award. And they probably help one of your neighbors. Click on the map link at allweatherdecks.net. Call All Weather Decks today at 913-206-1974 or go to allweatherdecks.net and mention you heard it on 810. Call now and relax.
You're into sports, but nothing wrong with a little leisure time. Why not both?
You're going to have a heart attack by the time you're 40 if you don't learn to relax.
It's time for Sports or Leisure on The Zone with Jason Anderson.
All right, we'll continue right here on Sports Radio 810 WHB. It's time for a little Sports or Leisure on a Thursday. It's presented by Johnny's Tavern. $25 to Johnny's Tavern heading your way. If you get a sports and a leisure question right, you win. Either of them wrong, you lose. But the question will still remain out there and available for someone to call in and request. We don't give out the right answer until someone answers it correctly, or we have simply run out of time to play sports or leisure. That's how you play, and that's what you get with winning $25 to Johnny's Tavern. We are hanging out at Casey Cannabis today, our location in Blue Springs. They've got four locations, Lake Latawanna, Kearney, Excelsior Springs. They got a fifth one coming up north, which is near Zona Rosa, right next to Innitub. That'll be opening up and coming up this summer. But any of the four locations, they've got these great specials going on today. Buy one, get one, 40% off on all edibles. That's at all four of the locations. They got happy hour all day tomorrow. Got the party coming up on Saturday at all four locations, food trucks, vendors, giveaways, all of that. This specific location will have some other cool goodies for the first 100 customers that come up on Saturday, 10 o'clock to 8 o'clock here at KC Cannabis. Locally owned, locally operated, local people throughout the entire business and rooted in community. It is Kansas City Cannabis. You can go to kccannabis.org to check out the menu and to make your online orders. And this location in Blue Springs, the only one with the drive-through, so you don't even have to get out of your car. Make the order ahead of time, boom, drive-through, and pick it up, and on your way you go. And this location today, before we are done, you come in and make any purchase, you are then eligible for the drawing we're giving away. Later on this hour, we're going to be giving away that KC Connect Bobby Witt Jr. Jersey. That comes up in about 50 minutes or so from now. So we'll be doing that beautiful, beautiful KC Connect Bobby Witt Jr. Jersey. 913-3810-810. 913-3810-810 is the phone number. 913-3810-810. So load them up. First in, first on to play a little sports or leisure. Should we go through the categories, Sterling?
We should.
I think we should as well. On the sports side, we're going to focus specifically on the NFL draft coming up next week. So we have just general NFL draft questions. We have Chiefs-specific NFL draft questions. And then we have Chiefs draft forgettables. So Chiefs draft picks, maybe early draft picks, that turned out to be not so good. We've got a number of those in the history of the Chiefs. So those are the categories. NFL draft, Chiefs draft, and Chiefs draft forgettables. What about on the leisure side, Sterling?
We have some Sing Me a Song, You're the Piano Man, which is Finish the Lyric.
Which he didn't get to do. on the live performance with Billy Joel, they cut him off during Piano Man, and they went to it. It was like the Heidi Game version of a live performance.
But
anyway, go ahead.
You get to. The listener gets to finish this. There we go.
Sing us a song. You're the tuba player? I don't know what it is. Anyway, go ahead, sir.
It was actually trumpet. We have
that was
What's
Mambo
That
number
Name?
Number five.
Yeah, that a song trumpet. Slaps. That song. I will throw on some Lou Bega.
A trumpet.
What's That Name? Baseball edition. We still have a few of these left, which is What's This Dude's Real Name? Please, everyone, can we just exhaust this list? I'd be very happy if you did. And since we are here at KC Cannabis, I am doing some marijuana-related IDMB. I think I nailed the letters this time. IBMD.
Yep. That's exactly
right. Yeah, that's
right.
What it is.
Some people might use IMDb, but it doesn't matter which website you go to. Either one of them should give you the answer.
Yes, or BD, correct. You know, in the past. Some have.
So we have the movies. We have the movies.
Was that on the air, Dylan? Please tell me that was on the air, not in our ear.
That was on the air.
Okay, thankfully. You know, when we're on remote, sometimes we don't know what's in our ear and what's over the ear. So I'm glad that you gave out the correct one.
Sometimes I don't either. So, you know, it's a mixed bag.
Hey, it happens, man. All good. So there you go. Those are the categories today?
Yes.
Yeah. All right, great. Those are the categories. That's how you play. 913-3810-810. I'm good to go. Sterling, you ready?
We are literally here live at KC Cannabis. If you want me to get more leisurely, I can. I will. Trust me, there's some indica up there. I if you want me to just melt.
Okay.
We could have a fun show.
Just slide down.
Just
melt down into the ground. Dylan, you good to go?
It's getting kind of hard to believe things are going to get better.
Sounds like he is good to go. 913-3810-810. We start off with Matt leading us off on sports or leisure. Matt, what side do you want to start with, man? Sports side or the leisure side?
Let's go with Chiefs draft forgettables.
Chiefs draft forgettables. Okay. Since the merger, the Chiefs have had a top three pick five different times. Four of those picks have been defensive ends. Who's the most recent defensive end the Chiefs selected in the top three? Since the merger, they have had a top three pick five times. Four of those picks have been defensive. Now, he's a draft forgettable, by the way. So, I mean, he was a bust. That's another way of saying draft forgettable is, but not all of them would be bust because not all of them would be first-round draft picks. But, you know, you get the point. Top three pick. Defensive end, most recent of the four defensive ends they've taken in the top three. Obviously, they took somebody else number one overall, which wasn't a defensive end. Who's the most recent one? Chiefs draft forgettable.
I think it was Tyson Jackson.
Tyson yes. Jackson is correct. That is correct. The other three defensive ends they have selected in the top three, you got Neil Smith, Mike Bell, and Art Still, and Tyson Jackson. So, which one of these is not like the other? On to leisure with Sterling.
We have IMDb. We have What's That Name Baseball Edition. And we have Finish the Lyric.
Let's do IMDb, please.
All right. Again, we are at KC Cannabis, so just keep that in mind when I say these questions. For this movie, it is a process server and his marijuana dealer wind up on the run from a hitman and a corrupt police officer after he witnesses his dealer's boss murder a competitor while trying to serve papers on him.
How about Pineapple Express?
How about a winner?
You nailed it.
That's right. How about a winner? $25, Johnny's Tavern, heading your way, Pineapple Express. And you can go look that movie up at MIBD.com. Yeah. That's the right one?
I think it's MDBI.
There it is. Yeah. Got it. But you'll be heading to Johnny's Tavern where you can actually look up the movies at IMDb. Whatever. Matt, well done, man. Congratulations. We'll get you information and appreciate you playing, man.
Thank you.
He's obviously very excited, too, to play. Charles, next up on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Charles, what side would you like to start with, sir?
Do some leisure. Try what's that dude's name?
All right.
Oh yes.
Yeah, the name on leisure.
Oh man, good luck. We got the easy ones out. I'm trying to exhaust this list. What's that name? Baseball edition. Do you want a slightly newer one, a like a 70s 80s one, or a old school one?
Let's do some 70s, 80s.
All right. Raleigh Fingers. What is Raleigh Fingers' real name? He's got a great mustache, obviously. Great closer. Raleigh Fingers.
How do you spell Raleigh to help him?
R-O-L-L-I-E. The first three letters of his real name.
What?
Are the same as in Raleigh, so
wow,
I'll give you
okay.
a hint. Roll.
How about that?
His name starts with Roll. This is hard. I know.
Roland Fingers.
Yes, it's Roland Fingers.
Nice job. Well
I understand
done.
Why he went by Raleigh.
Yeah, yeah, that exactly. makes sense. On to the sports side, Charles. What side do you like? What category are you thinking?
Let's keep doing the Chiefs bust.
Yep, absolutely. Let's go with this one. In 1995, the Chiefs were in need of a tackle to play on the line of scrimmage. They had the 31st pick in the draft and chose this Michigan man who played only 3 years in the league and only 9 games for the Chiefs?
Michigan tackle.
Michigan tackle. 9 games for the Chiefs total. Oh. Very forgettable, obviously. But he's a fun name, and people would certainly remember the bust from it and the fight he got into in the locker room. Well, maybe people won't remember that. I don't know.
The last name is also the same as a very famous YouTube clip, right?
Oh, really? Is it?
Remember?
It's also the name of a top five draft pick in Major League Baseball last year. But I don't know the Oh yeah,
yeah
no, I got I got you now.
Take you a second, yeah.
Yeah, I got you now. Okay, very good. Charles, what do you think?
He was first round, right?
It was a first round draft pick.
I want to say that's Trezell Jenkins.
Yeah, yeah, I would say that too. Trezell Jenkins is correct.
Not Leroy.
Not Leroy. oh my God, he already went in. Charles, will put you on hold. Congratulations, sir. Well done.
Super duper.
Right. Thank you, Charles. 913-3810-810 is the phone number. I didn't know where you were going with that, with the YouTube things. I'm like, YouTube at Jenkins, but yeah.
I couldn't say Leroy. It could be Fergie Jenkins too, you know.
It could have been Ferguson Jenkins, certainly. Yeah. It could have been that. So, all right, 913-3810-810 is the phone number. 913-3810-810. Let's go back to the phone lines. Avery next up on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Avery, sports or leisure, what side do you want to start with? Oh, my God, they drafted him. Oh, no, they drafted him. He's already in there. We're going to get destroyed. Yeah, you did. Nice job.
I'll do draft both.
All right, draft forgettables for you. Oh, man. I don't have any tough ones for you. Now I'm sort of annoyed. This American Samoan second-round pick has been more known for what took place off the field than what he was ever known for in his 2 years in a Chiefs uniform on the field.
Samoan?
Yep, second-round Samoan. Yep. I'm glad I asked this one. Yay, making Avery pick.
I was going to say, this is... It's a watershed moment here.
I know. I thought he was just going to go, oh, of course that's, you know, this guy.
Same. I actually wasn't taking Charles's information because I thought this was going to be.
Well, like what happened off the field?
He got physical with some authorities, you know. May have been a like one of those spit mask thingies that had to use at some point.
Like. Cato pass on you or do something like that?
I could never see passing you doing something like that. Yeah, no. Yeah.
Oh, Junior Siavi.
Yeah, yes, it's Junior Siavi. That's right. Nice job. Well done. Avery, I'm gonna trust you didn't Google it.
No.
I'm going to trust, because Avery has never been accused of Googling before, so I'm going to trust
you. Well, I'm just so fast, it's hard to tell. Can I do the I am Doobie?
Oh, yeah, you are Doobie.
Oh, that's a great name for the
that's
category.
That's great. Thanks,
you know
Avery. I am Doobie.
Sterling, not smart enough to do that, so thank you, Avery. I am Doobie.
I am not.
I had to make it to this side to gift you guys that.
Boy, you're lucky you got there then.
All right. This one is the story of three not-so-bright men who came up with a series of crazy schemes to get a friend out of jail.
Half-baked.
Half-baked. You nailed
it,
man.
Nice job.
I've not seen that movie in a long time.
What was his? What was Dave Chappelle's job in Half-Baked, Avery?
He was a janitor at the weed,
no,
the medical weed
no.
place.
No, he was a master of the custodial arts. Or a janitor, if you want to be a D about it. So apparently, Avery, we know Avery is a Richard. We know Avery is the jerk because you said he was a janitor.
No, I'm probably closer to going on a date and robbing a blind man for a change.
Oh, man, that's so great. We will put you on hold and in case you want to have a conversation with Dylan. I don't know. I'm assuming we got your information. Thank you, Avery.
Thanks, boss.
God, I love that he said janitor. Just for the comedic relief of the janitor. He's a master of the custodial arts.
I have not seen that movie in a long time.
I'm glad you qualified it with a long time. You were about to be fired immediately.
Oh, I got another movie I want to get up here next.
Oh, good for you. Congratulations.
Yeah. Sometimes it just clicks.
Half-Baked Part 2.
No. I got a good one, though.
So that's three winners in a row. We are just giving away Johnny's Tavern. You know what? We're giving away the entire restaurant. 913-3810-810. We go to Logan next up on Sports Radio 810. Logan, sports or leisure, what side do you want to start with, bud?
Oh, let's go Chiefs Forgettables.
Chiefs Draft Forgettables. Okay. Let's go with this one. I don't know. These two players were spotlighted in the Chiefs' season of Hard Knocks. After being selected in back-to-back rounds in the second and third rounds, their alliteration of their first name nickname was the most memorable parts of their Chiefs career. They were profiled in Hard Knocks because there was no storyline that year. The storyline was Damon Heward versus Brody Croyle, who was going to start. Is it going to be Damon Heward or Brody Croyle? And then these guys were drafted in the second and third rounds, and they became fast friends. And they even had a scene where they were out just in a field because it wasn't in St. Joe. It was up in Wisconsin. Random field, just standing there looking out over the field and talking. And it was like, what is going on with the Hard Knock storylines? It's terrible.
I don't even have a guess. I don't know.
Logan, thank you for playing, man. I appreciate it. That one is out there. The iteration of the first name.
That one's pretty tough. I'm not going to lie. I would have gotten the second name, but that first name is it's going to.
You can't have one without the other.
You do realize they're a combo pick. Younger than you.
They're a combo pick. You can't have one without the other.
Fair.
You know?
Fair.
All right, we go to Chuck. Next up on Sports Radio 810 WHB, Chuck, sports or leisure, sir?
Samson gets me lifted.
I want to talk to Samson. Doctor said I need a facciotomy.
Hard Knocks.
The Hard Knocks question? Yeah, who are the players?
Yes, sir. It's Tank and Turk, right?
That's right. Turk McBride, Tank Tyler. Turk and Tank, Tank and Turk. What a great storyline it was following those guys to a random field. Turk McBride and Tank Tyler were those two players that ended up being forgettable, but, you know, they had fun names. On to a leisure with Sterling.
I'll try the IMDb if you got one left.
Yes, we still have some IMDbs. Okay, we got this one. Things get very funny aboard the maiden flight of this airline. Thanks to some last-minute passenger additions, Snoop Dogg is the pilot.
I've never seen this one.
How about this one? A movie that I wanted to watch really bad as a kid because I saw a trailer, and my parents were like, you got to wait till you're older because I was 10 years old. And then I waited till I was older, then I finally watched the movie, and I'm like, I can't believe I waited 4 years to watch this.
Wasn't worth the wait.
It exceeded expectations. Expectations.
Okay, great. That's
Tom Arnold's also.
Really?
I've never seen it, so I don't know. So I don't know if you were going with it sucked or
I was kind of being facetious. It's
awesome.
I've seen better movies.
Okay, that's fine. Yeah. I've seen better days.
So it's not Snoop on a plane or Snakes on a plane. I think it's Soul Plane.
It is Soul Plane. You nailed it.
You know what? Snoop on a Plane was the first title. It was the working title. They eventually changed it to Soul Plane. But I think they made a mistake. Snoop on a Plane would have been great. And then Samuel Jackson with the follow-up of Snakes on a Plane. I'm sick and tired of these mother bleeping Snoops on these mother bleeping planes. Chuck, that is a winner. Well done, sir. Thank you for playing. Appreciate it.
Thanks, guys.
Absolutely. 913-3810-810. We'll take a timeout, come back, and continue playing a little sports or leisure presented by Johnny's Tavern. $25 to Johnny's Tavern we're giving away for some sports or leisure. We're hanging out at the Blue Springs location of KC Cannabis, I-70, 7 Highway, just off I-70. They also have locations at Lake Lackawanna, Kearney, Excelsior Springs. They got a fifth one opening up this summer near Zona Rosa up north, right next to the N-Tub. That is KC Cannabis. You can go to kccannabis.org. Check out the menu. You can make online orders. They've got the drive-thru at this location in Blue Springs. Today, buy one, get one, 40% off on all edibles. That's all four locations, not just this one. They got the happy hour all day tomorrow. They got the party going on Saturday all day. Food trucks, vendors, giveaways, and some cool goodies and giveaways for those at this specific Blue Springs location as well. Locally owned, locally operated, rooted in community. It's KC Cannabis. We'll take a timeout. We'll come back, continue rolling. Sports or leisure, one more segment, 913-3810-810. More Zone next. All right, we continue right here on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Jason Anderson with you, Sterling Holmes, Dylan Michaels. We head up until 2 o'clock. The program with Soren Petro comes your way at 2 when we are done, and then tonight, Best Of, and then Sporting KC show tonight at 7 o'clock after the disappointing result, but I think a lot of fun that people had out at Arrowhead Stadium last week for the game with Messi. I mean, it was Miami. Who cares? It was messy. But the Sporting KC show coming up tonight at 7 o'clock. We are playing some sports or leisure presented by Johnny's Tavern. $25 to Johnny's Tavern. We're giving away. You get a sports question and a leisure question right, you win. Either of them wrong, you lose. And we are doing that while hanging out at KC Cannabis. Four locations for KC Cannabis. We're at the Blue Springs location off I-70, 7 Highway. And they've got great specials going on today, great specials tomorrow. The party going on Saturday with the food trucks and vendors and giveaways, and all of the locations will have that. They got specials every single day at KC Cannabis. And first-time customers get 20% off your first purchase. And before the show is over, so you got a little bit of time, if you purchase anything today, you are automatically registered to win the Bobby Witt KC Connect jersey. A beautiful jersey. Love the KC Connect jerseys, and you can win that by purchasing something here at this location, the Blue Springs location. We'll be doing the drawing right at 2 o'clock. 913-3810-810, sports or leisure. To the phone lines we go, and we talk with Shane next up on Sports Radio 810. Shane, sports or leisure, what side do you want to start with?
I want to start with sports. Do you have any more of those forgettable draft picks?
Yes, we do. We have some draft forgettables. Let's go with this one. Since the merger, the Chiefs have had plenty of years without a first-round pick. They've also had three different years where they had multiple picks in the first round. Not close to approaching the 1984 draft when they drafted Bill Moss and John Alt. The most recent multiple pick draft produced these two players, a tackle and a defensive lineman. They combined for one Pro Bowl.
So you want both of them? Tackle and defensive lineman?
Yeah.
Okay.
What were you saying, Sterling?
I think you'll get this one. If you think hard about this.
You know Shane personally?
No, but I believe in Shane. I believe in him, too.
I believe in Shane, too.
Sorry you doubted the man.
No, I believe in Shane. That's why I gave him this question.
Shane, it's the same position, so you're looking at a
tackle and a defensive lineman.
Yes,
and not defense, but you know, Bill Moss, John Alt, and these two players, and one Pro Bowl between the two. The Pro Bowl was the tackle.
Yes, it was definitely not the defensive lineman.
Not the defensive lineman, and we've already said Tyson Jackson.
But he seemingly gets thrown in with the Tyson Jackson category.
He does
a lot.
You
were
right about that.
Yeah.
You're right about that. The schools sort of make that connection a lot.
Yeah.
And the proximity in the years in which they were drafted.
And they always yell, "Go Tigers" down there.
Go Tigers. Let me tell you something about these two players, boy. I mean, they got down there in LSU and Louisiana. They're going to play some great football. They ain't much good football in the NFL or anything like that. But they play some good football in college, I'll tell you that much.
I got nothing. You said,
Jason made that bit going a long time for you.
That was short.
You just keep referring back to 84, but you're saying this is the only time it's happened since. Right.
Well, no. There. So 84. I bring up 84 because it was a tackle and a defensive lineman. It's happened three different times where they've had multiple years where they haven't had a first round, but three different years they've had multiple picks in the first round. Two players were not necessarily all that good compared to 84. They had two picks in the first round, and bam, they got Bill Moss and John Ault.
Yeah, I think I got it then because. With your guys' last hit with the LSU boy, I was thinking of him. But he's not the one that got the Pro Bowl. It's the other guy, I think, the tackle.
That's right.
So I'm going to guess Glenn Dorsey and Brandon Albert.
That's two. That's right. Glenn Dorsey and Brandon Albert. Glenn Dorsey, though, in his defense, he did record three sacks in 5 years. So, I mean you got to give him that, right? I mean, if we're really –
What a wild draft. The Chiefs had like 13 players drafted that year.
How many Pro Bowls they get out of that one?
They got
– No, they got Jamal Charles in that.
Brandon Albert, Brandon Flowers, back-to-back Brandons, of course.
Oh, I love the
– Jamal Charles. You remember Brad Cottom?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Jawan Morgan.
Yep.
Will Franklin. But also Brandon
They got the Brandons because they got Flowers and Carr in that draft.
Yeah, and then like five other players. Yeah. A lot of guys.
I believe Brandon Carr is probably still playing somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
He might have been playing last year, like legit. Shane, over to Leisure with Sterling. I'm going to look that up. I think Brandon Carr is still playing.
I'd like to be the piano man.
Oh, yes, piano man. I am excited for you to do this. I'll let you choose the band. We have Guns N' Roses. We have Foreigner. We have Creed. And we have Alice Cooper.
2020 was the last year that Brandon Carr played for the Dallas Cowboys. Ooh. I guess it's been a few years.
Let's go with GNR.
All right. Welcome to the jungle. We got fun and games. We got everything you want. Blank, 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 blank.
Oh, thank goodness I stopped.
that would be...
Welcome to the jungle. We got fun and games. We got everything you want. Blank, 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 blank.
I feel like I'm going to screw up the words because, I know that song too.
Because well, Axl Rose,
of course, we all know that song.
Right there. Yeah.
Yep, Serpentine.
Yeah, do I need to sing it?
Yes.
I mean, if you want to. I mean, we get extra. Yeah. You get extra points. You actually get $25 and 10 cents to go.
Fun games. We got everything. Honey, we know the names.
Yeah.
Bam. There we go.
Yes.
That's
a winner right there.
That's a winner.
That's a winner.
See, that's the spirit of the game. He's saying it. I appreciate you.
Very well done, sir.
That would have been better. Good job, Jason. Much better than me.
Thank you. I appreciate it, man. You, we'll put you on hold. You get to talk to Dylan. You can answer that phone call as well. We appreciate you playing, brother. $25 to Johnny's Tavern heading your way, Shane.
Thank you, guys. Super duper.
Yeah. 913-3810-810 is the phone number. I'm glad I stopped then because I was going to keep going.
You ruined so many of
only
these
one.
Three.
One time. It happened one time, okay?
And then another.
Did it happen twice?
It was back to back, yes.
Was it? Oh,
yeah.
My bad.
Yeah.
I win some, you lose some. Let's go to Doug. I'll be your Doug. Doug next up on Sports Radio 810. Sports or Leisure, Doug? What's up, man? What side do you want to start with?
Let's start with sports. Chiefs
All right,
Forgettables.
Chiefs Forgettables. All right, let's go with that one. Got to pull up my questions and take off the Brandon Carr Wikipedia page
Good.
For some reason. All right. This Canton, Ohio quarterback is connected to Patrick Mahomes loosely in Chiefs history. He might be from Canton, but that's the closest he ever came to being
Ooh.
Considered a great quarterback. Also wrote a book called Taste of the Town.
Oh, is that class of 83 draft?
I believe that would be the one.
Todd Blackledge,
that is correct. He is connected to Patrick Dang. Mahomes since Mahomes was the next first-round draft pick they took after Blackledge.
Yeah.
They're like, you know what? We can't figure it out. We had that draft with all those quarterbacks. We took Blackledge, whatever.
You had to wait close to 40.
But here's how he's also loosely connected to Patrick Mahomes. He's from Canton, and that's where Patrick Mahomes will end up. is in Canton.
There you go.
On to Leisure with Sterling.
Yeah. Can we do that? What's his name? Is that the one where you had the Raleigh fingers?
Yeah,
we
yeah,
did.
Baseball one.
Yes, yes.
Yeah. Okay. I'll
right.
do what's his name.
All right. Good old let's what's do. His
good old what's his name?
Let's do Cool Papa Bell. I like Cool Papa Bell. What's Cool Papa Bell's real name? Because surprisingly, it was not Cool Papa,
which is quite the disappointment. I'll say that.
Baseball Hall of Famer. Cool Papa Bell. He said he earned the nickname in his first Negro League season. He referred to as Cool after striking out Oscar Charleston. And then and then he added Papa to the nickname because he said it sounded better. So
yeah,
he got the nickname
so not
Cool.
Just Cool
and he
Bell,
goes,
Cool
he's
Papa
like, well,
Bell.
I want to be Cool Papa. So
for him. I've been down there. But
Typically, you can't give yourself your own nickname.
You should get this. It's a fairly common name. Actually, it's a very common name. What hints can we give him?
It's my middle name. It's his middle name.
Do you know Jason's middle name? It's also with
I wish
check.
I did right now.
We good just, alliteration.
So we
good
just need the first name, right? We don't need like
no,
the,
you don't need the
okay, never
thing.
Mind, because his middle name is the same as my middle name.
We don't need Thomas. Sorry.
Yeah, Thomas.
Jason Thomas GTA.
Yeah, JTA.
JTA. Yeah,
yeah, yeah, JTA.
GTA would be cooler because, you know, like the game. But yeah.
Yeah, right. But my name is traditional biblical spelling of Jason with a J.
Okay. I'll go with a common name because it's going to be a guess. John?
Oh, so close.
It was not John. But it's very close, though.
It's
it
close
is very
John.
Close. Okay. Thank you. Appreciate you playing, brother. 913-3810-810. That was Doug. Sorry about that, Doug. Man, that was so close, though.
I do find it pretty fun how he got the nickname Cool Papa Bell.
Yeah.
I mean, like, he's like, you're cool. And it's like, well, I want to be a cool papa.
Yeah. Well, don't we all?
Don't we all want to be a cool papa?
You know, here's the thing. You are when your kids are young. You're the cool papa when your kids are young. And then eventually, I'm not there yet, but eventually you'd be the one that the kids don't like. But there was a saying. It was, you're not as cool as you think you are, but you're cooler than what your kids think you are.
Mm.
I like that one. I like that one. Except for me. I'm totally as cool as I think I am. And my kid thinks I'm just the bee's knees. And cool people say bee's knees. So, Craig, next up on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Craig, sports or leisure, what side do you want to start with?
I'll take that last question because I looked it up. James Bell.
It is James.
Look,
Thomas Cool Papa Bell.
I appreciate the honesty. That's great.
There wasn't a chance in hell I would have got that right unless
James
I looked it up.
Thomas Cool Papa Bell, but I appreciate the honesty. On to the sports side, Craig.
I think I might have screwed up then. I wanted to go like the Guns N' Roses side. Well, I already screwed all.
Well,
all the
yeah,
hell.
You sort of did. Yeah, that was leisure.
I'm just a leisurely man. It sounds like you want to hang with me, though. We can.
Sure. We've got Chiefs draft and we have NFL draft. We don't have Chiefs draft forgettables. Again, that category has been exhausted. But we do have Chiefs draft and we have NFL draft.
Is there anything that with Percy Snow?
We do not have any Percy Snow questions.
Okay. Give me whatever, Chiefs.
Okay, very good. This was a linebacker drafted in the early 90s from Michigan State.
Oh. Any hints?
Drafted in 1990, first round draft pick out of Michigan State.
Boy.
Yep.
Oh.
He was also born in Canton, Ohio.
I was going to say, also born in Canton, Ohio. Wow. Yeah.
Yep.
Todd Blackledge?
In Germany, it looks like.
Not Todd Blackledge.
Is that a final year in Germany, it looks
yep,
like?
Yep, played for NFL Europa, as Carl Peterson used to call it.
Yeah.
NFL Europa. He was the Butkus Award winner and the Lombardi Award winner in college at Michigan State. And this person rapped about him being an informer.
Did he get hurt on a golf cart?
I don't remember if he did.
No, I'm thinking of the wrong person.
That informer joke was very good, by
thank
the way.
Thank you. I
that was very
that.
Good.
Yes. A leaky boom boom down.
No.
What do you say, Greg?
I got nothing, guys.
All right, Craig, thank you for playing, man. I appreciate it. 913-3810-810. Dylan, do we have time for one more, or are we done? We do have time for one more? Okay, very good. Sean, wrap us up here on sports or leisure. What side do you want to start with?
Let's do sports. Was that last question a real question?
It was a real question. It was a real actual question, and it was a real actual question because of who he said he wanted an question about.
Yes, I was like, that was super funny, man, super funny.
Do you want that one?
I sure do.
Okay, who's the first-round draft pick in 1990 from Michigan State, a linebacker?
It's Percy Snow.
Percy Snow is correct. Percy Snow.
Can I get a Percy Snow question?
No, you can't. But you can tell me who the first round draft pick in 1990 was, the 13th pick overall from Michigan State that won the Lombardi Trophy and the Buckus Award in college. Oh, I have no idea. What kind of question is that? On to leisure.
As soon as you said 1990, I just started cracking up laughing.
Do you want to sing me a song or the Piano Man? Do you want a What's That Name Baseball Edition, or do you want DBIM?
let's do the names.
All right, What's That Name? Do you want old school? You want 2000s or you want 80s?
Let's try 2000s.
2000, C.C. Sabathia. What is C.C. Sabathia's real name? And no, it is not C.C.
It's one of my favorites of the knowing the names because it's so random.
I know
he was he's a very large man. Wow.
He's a huge person.
Yeah.
I think one of the letters is for Charles.
That's correct.
That's the second one.
What's the first C.C.? And it's not doesn't have anything to do with Music Factory.
I don't know. I think.
All right, throw a dart.
Oh, I got it. I got it here. Karsten Charles.
I love that. I got it right here.
It says it right here. Just remembered.
I'm reading it. It says I got it right here in my head.
Just remembered.
Got it right here
in my
dream movies. Got it right up there. We'll take a timeout. We'll come back and wrap things up. We were hanging out at Casey Cannabis in Blue Springs, one of four locations. They've got all these great specials going on. We'll take a timeout. Come back. Wrap up the show next. All right, wrapping up this Thursday edition, kccannabis.org. Go there, check it out, the four locations. We were hanging out here at the Blue Springs location. They've also got one in Lake Lotawanna, Excelsior Springs, Kearney, and the one coming up north near Zona Rosa. It is KC Cannabis. Buy one, get one, 40% off all edibles going on today. They got the happy hour all day long tomorrow on into 420 with the food trucks, vendors, giveaways, and the celebration going on all day on Saturday. Locally owned, locally operated, rooted in community. It is KC Cannabis, our location today. Thank you, Sterling. You did a fantastic job today.
Thank you, Jason. Nice as you've ever been to me.
Well, there you go. Everybody come here, say hi to Hugo.